From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. More aid headed toward those expected to flee Mosul. The United Nations Refugee Agency is shipping tents, blankets, and other aid from the United Arab Emirates to northern Iraq to help those affected by the military campaign to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR shipment leaving Dubai's International Humanitarian City Thursday is expected to reach those affected as soon as Friday. Suleiman Mohammed Daoud, a senior UNHCR supply officer, told the Associated Press that 7,000 units of the relief aid will be sent to northern Iraq. The UAE shipment leaving Thursday includes about 1,500 kits. Iraqi and Kurdish forces, backed by U.S. advisors and airstrikes, began the operation to retake Iraq's second-largest city earlier this month. Aid groups fear that a mass exodus from Mosul could overwhelm camps set up around its outskirts. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Wednesday he hopes to have the forces ready to begin an assault on Raqqa in a matter of weeks. But the U.S. commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, cautioned Raqqa presents unique challenges not present in the ongoing Iraqi offensive to retake Mosul.
The ultimate liberation of Raqqa will probably take longer than Mosul, would be my guess. We're planning to do it in stages. To isolate Raqqa first, followed by an eventual seizure to liberate Raqqa. But it's probably fair to say, with the complexity and the fact that we haven't really got it underway yet, that it'll probably take longer than Mosul.
Townsend spoke to reporters at the Pentagon, suggested a sense of urgency to the operation. This is VOA News. The post-coup attempt fallout continued in Turkey Thursday as authorities ordered the detention of 73 Air Force pilots alleged to be part of the failed July putsch. Turkish state media reported that 45 pilots were detained during police operations across the country, while the others, who had previously been detained, were formally arrested. Of those detained Thursday, 71 were lieutenants in Turkey's Air Force and 2 were colonels, according to the prosecutor's office in Konya, the city where the warrants were issued. The officers are accused of having links to a group led by U.S.-based Muslim preacher Fethullah Gulen, whom a Turkish authority say masterminded the coup attempt. He denies any involvement. With less than 2 weeks before U.S. Election Day, presidential candidates are scrambling to increase and secure voter support, especially in the battleground states.
In a last-ditch effort to catch up with Hillary Clinton in the opinion polls, Trump is addressing various groups, including dual American-Israeli citizens.
My administration will stand side by side with the Jewish people and Israel's leaders to continue strengthening the bridges that connect not only Jewish Americans and Israelis, but also all Americans and Israelis.
His Democratic rival is also focusing on so-called swing or battleground states.
Lake Worth can make the difference. Florida can make the difference. And if people get out and vote, we will have a victory on November the 8th.
Zlatica Zahok, VOA News, Washington.
Faced with an ever more belligerent and unpredictable Russia, NATO allies are advancing with plans to deploy thousands of troops and military equipment to the Baltics and Poland. In recent weeks alone, Russia has moved battleships toward the Mediterranean and Baltic Seas, shifted nuclear-capable missile launchers into its Kaliningrad enclave neighboring Poland, and continued flying bombers down the Western European coast. NATO defense ministers, ending 2 days of talks in Brussels on Thursday, have been fleshing out contributions to an advance force agreed in July that will be stationed near Russia's borders. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said, "We're responding in a measured and responsible way because we're not seeking a new Cold War. We want to keep tensions as low as possible." And 4 thieves have stolen nearly 200 pumpkins from a family-run farm in New Jersey. Todd Kuhm, owner of Farmsview Roadstand in Wayne, New Jersey, says surveillance footage recorded the pumpkin theft overnight on Tuesday. Footage shows 4 people carrying the pumpkins to a van. Kuhm says the van can be seen pulling up to the farm stand 3 different times to steal all the pumpkins, worth more than $2,000.
That's the latest world news from VOA.